Hey, good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plawler Show. Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to get into today. Tony Morrell is going to join us this morning. He's going to do that at 8:05. Normally, he's a Tuesday guest because of all of the reaction from Clemson and Clemson's Sugar Bowl game. We backed Tony up. He's kind enough to move back to today. So we'll talk to him about South Carolina, review the bowl win for the Gamecocks over Michigan. We will get into the recruiting aspect of it, what it means, and also the offensive coordinator's job. I think this is the biggest Will Muschamp hire, so we'll ask him about that coming up as the show goes on at 8:05 this morning. Besides that, we're going to get you ready. Clemson basketball tonight, 7 o'clock at Boston College, 6:30 pregame show. And I got to tell you, this is a big one. On the road to go ahead and get the first road win of the year for the Tigers in basketball, the 25th ranked Clemson Tigers. Looking forward to seeing Brad Brunell coach his first game in which he's involved coaching a ranked team. So looking forward to hearing that tonight. Have a lot of thought about the speaking of college basketball, let me give you some of the finals from last night. It was a busy night. Fifth ranked Xavier beat Butler 86-79 to improve to 15-1. In a battle of ranked teams, 15th or 18th ranked Texas Tech went to Kansas, 10th ranked Kansas, and won 85-73. Impressive win for Texas Tech. Major upset in the SEC last night. Florida went to 11th ranked Texas A&M and blew Texas A&M's doors off, 83-66. It was TCU, 16th ranked Horned Frogs, going to Baylor and winning 81-78. How about 22nd ranked Arkansas falling at Mississippi State last night? 78-75, Mississippi State now 13-1, winning their first SEC game. And then Auburn going on the road and beating 23rd ranked Tennessee, 94-84. Interesting enough, you had two ranked, or all three ranked SEC teams that played last night got beat. Two of the three got beat at home last night. So a little college basketball action for you. In the ACC, Louisville improved to 11-3, 1-0 in the ACC. They beat Pittsburgh last night, 77-51. Also from our SEC teams that weren't ranked last night. The only game was Vanderbilt beat Alabama up in Nashville, 76-75. A little college basketball scores for you coming out. We have some gut feelings about Clemson juniors that you want to stay tuned for. Might even do that this segment. We'll talk about that a little bit. I'll give you an idea of where does Clemson go. Where does South Carolina go from here? We'll talk about that, get your thoughts on it today. I have updates from the Army All-American game, updates from the Under Armour All-American game. Looking forward to hearing that as the show goes on. We'll talk a little bit about where those Tigers and Gamecocks commitments and targets, how they are doing and what's going on there. We can talk some NFL playoffs as the day goes on. Speaking of football, we've got the playoff matchups set beginning this weekend, so we'll talk about that. We're going to get into the Alabama and Georgia game a little bit. We can talk about that as the day goes on. We can talk more about the calendar coming up for Clemson. If you think about it, the next 10 days, maybe 12 days, we'll find out about all the juniors at Clemson, who's staying, who's leaving. They'll have a recruiting junior day coming up at the end of this month, along with recruiting and closing out the class of 2018. We'll talk about that, talk about the signing day on February the 7th. The ACC schedules will begin. They'll come out here at the end of this month or the first of next month. We'll get to that. And then also, we'll talk about mat drills and what all goes on there and what could be. What could happen there. Nick Saban has been critical of the college football playoff scheduling. I agree with him on this. We'll tell you about his issues that he has. And finally, Rich Rodriguez fired amid allegations of some sexual harassment allegation out in Arizona, in Tucson. The president and the athletic director were making a comment late last night. Arizona's out. Think about the state of football in Arizona, in the state of Arizona right now. The Arizona Cardinals having to replace their coach. The Arizona State Sun Devils went with Herm Edwards, and now Arizona out of a coach. Two or three still don't have one, but it'd be interesting to see this late in the game who Arizona gets and who they end up going with as far as all that goes. So, as you can tell, a lot going on. Love to hear from you via our – now we're back in the studio. The text line is up, So I'd love to hear from you via our text line. A 2018 policy and beyond policy. You got to tell me your name and where you're texting from to get on the air. So we'll do that as the show goes on. The very cold producer of the show, the guy that told me this morning he was playing dodgeball out or playing Frogger out there with the petting zoo, Mr. Orr 24 in your Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the oil that stirs the pot, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the producer and engineer, not only of this show, but of Clemson Athletics. So bringing in the guy that you got a little, I'm looking at your toboggan today, by the way, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. You have a little, what's the guy, Mac, from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? With your toboggan that you have on over there?
I'm
you don't call
familiar.
It a toboggan, though. What do you call that?
It's a knit hat.
Knit hat.
Yeah.
So you got that going for you today. Man, it's cold outside. You could have this. I hate it. Don't want nothing to do with it. It's that's a double negative. 22 is the current temperature here in Clemson. We're going to climb all the way to 38 today. Whew. Then 37 tomorrow. Then below 17 tomorrow night. 38, 39, 42. This is the longest cold stretch that I have seen basically in a long time. We won't reach 50 until next Tuesday. And hopefully by next Tuesday, those really, really, really cold temperatures will be gone. But, man, we are in now for another solid week of this stuff. I don't like it.
I see the coast is expecting a little snow.
Yeah. I was talking to our good friend J-Dub last night. He lives down in Charleston. He's talking about they're going to get some snow today.
It's exciting.
If it's going to snow, man, like you said, you talk about hockey. I just think, let's just ski. I want fresh powder for skiing. Outside of that, nothing to do with it. Don't want to drive in it, get all caught up in it. Nah, nothing to do with that. How was your drive in this morning?
It was eventful. I'm coming in. We were going to cut it close, but we were going to be here to start the show. And we had a couple of deer on the road. Then I had to do a little creative driving this morning.
Would you have a little 7-10 split?
Yeah, it was close. It was closer than I wanted it to be.
I would have traded with you yesterday.
Yeah, how was the drive back? Took a while.
Yeah. First of all, the hotel we're staying at, it's an old hotel. It's been like 1773 or something.
Yeah.
One of those old, you know, really old downtown hotels. Really cool architecture. Our room was an interior room, and so no windows, which is great for sleeping.
Sure.
Meredith, matter of fact, says in our next home we build, we're going to build an interior bedroom. That way you don't have any light at all coming in, mm-hmm. which is really cool. I get that. Because of where it is, it's down in the French Quarter. There's no parking there, so they valet your car for you. Well, everybody's checking out at once, and it takes like 45 minutes, 50 minutes to get our car. 45 to get our car, which takes forever. So I'm not in a good mood knowing I got a 8.5 or 9 hour trip. Dead stop still for about 10 miles and somewhere in the middle of Podunk, Alabama. Boy, Alabama better be good in their football because, man, that state's nothing to that. Mm. Especially Mobile to Montgomery. Oh, what a dump. Anyway, and then I hit Atlanta traffic last night. So we don't get home. After we stop for dinner, we don't get home until close to 9 o'clock probably. Did some show prep stuff, did some cleaning up, unpacking, all this kind of stuff. About 11 o'clock. And then my two dogs decide they want to stay out for about 30 minutes in the middle of the night going to the bathroom. So,
oh, yeah.
Man, I'm working on about 5 hours last night and about 4 the night before. So I'm going to get you a little nap. How'd your nap yesterday?
It was glorious. Oh. Just glorious.
Oh, I'm jealous. Can't wait, man. Going to take care of that. I'm going to beat you in the nap Olympics coming up today. All right. Got a lot to get to. You know, one of the main things is moving forward. Where does this program go? And we'll talk about some of the key pieces to it and who's coming back. Clemson, basically, the way I saw it, there was basically 10 players to consider. Of the juniors who would have any chance at all of not coming back. Now, that does not include guys that might transfer out of the program, guys that might graduate and not come back. I mean, there's players out there that, and I'm not going to mention those names, but, you know, maybe aren't playing a whole lot that might want to graduate, transfer somewhere and play more football. or, you know, just move on, things like that. But basically there were 10 guys who had chances to move on to NFL kind of aspirations. So far the Tigers are 0-for-1 in keeping those guys around. As Taylor Hearn, who is graduating, said he's moving on. I think maybe a late round pick, maybe a free agent kind of deal. It's not a great football decision for him. I think we can all agree upon that. But it is a decision that I guess he feels, you know, pretty good about. He wants to, he wants to move on and thinks he's got a chance at more football. And maybe some of these guys are just done. Their bodies are done. And I kind of get that. Let me give you my gut on these guys. And a little bit is from talking to some folks, piecing it together, not talking to any of the players. I think most of these decisions hadn't been made yet. But let me tell you where they are. On these guys right now. I think Deion Kane, the guys we'll talk about from here on out, Kane, McLeod, Hyatt, Farrell, Bryant, Wilkins, Joseph, Fields, and Smith. So altogether 10 counting Hearn. I think if you go five and five, I think you'd be okay next year, right? You can't lose all 10, and you're not going to get 9 of the 10 back. So would you say 5 for 5 is pretty good batting average?
That's realistic.
5 out of 10?
Yep.
All right. Just piecing it together. And again, this is just my gut, and I could be very wrong about these. If I'm handicapping it, I'm thinking right now, I think Kane had his mind made up a long time ago that he's going pro. I don't think he's ready for it. I don't think he's going to be a great pro. If he comes back, I'm not sure he'd improve his status any better because he's you know, the balls he drops, things on those lines. I think Kane right now is made up his mind he's going to go. So that'd be 0-for-2. McLeod says he's coming back. Interesting side note here. I was talking to a couple of decent sources, not great, not connected sources for sure, that's saying that they have heard, and I've heard this as well, just little inner rumblings, whatever. You could see McLeod a lot more at cornerback next year, maybe even full-time at cornerback next year. That makes a lot of sense to me. We talked about it before. Artavis Scott couldn't make it, and he signed, I know, another sign of the contract, but I think Artavis is as good or better than Ray McLeod and does more things. So, look, he's a natural cornerback to me, but he's coming back. So now you're 1-2. Mitch Hyatt, my gut is he comes back. And I think Monday night might have proven a little bit of that him too. So I think that Hyatt, my gut says he comes back. Christian Wilkins gone, I would say. So that's 3 at this point in time that would be gone. Earlier on, I had heard that Kenan Joseph was going to go. I had heard rumblings a little bit later on that he might stay. I'm going to go with stay for him. And Van Smith, I think, is staying. I heard that he was going to go earlier. My gut now says stay. And I think Mark Fields, I don't know what Fields is going to do. Didn't play a whole lot. Coming down the stretch, was hurt. Not sure you can trust him. He's a little bit like Kane, kind of doesn't fit in a little bit. And so there's some things going on there with him. I think that'd be one that my gut tells me he's not coming back. Got an interesting piece of news last night on Bryant and on Farrell.
Okay.
So it's 4 gone right now, right? Heard last night, decent source, you know. Again, I don't think these decisions have been made. But 51-49, leaning towards coming back and getting degrees. That they kind of want to come back and some unfinished business academically and still feel like the draft would be okay for them. Leaning at this point in time, again, decision hadn't been made, hadn't talked to no family, so kind of leaning towards maybe coming back. So that would be the best news. If you had Farrell Bryant to go along with Dexter Lawrence next year, I think your defensive line's pretty doggone good. Your linebacker core, Joseph would be a big part of. Obviously, they're going to miss Dorian O'Daniel like crazy next year, no doubt about that. But I thought Skalski played well in the national in the Sugar Bowl, and you know there's enough pieces there. I feel like you'd be okay. And the secondary, you move Ray back there, and with Terrell, AJ Terrell, and Travion Mullen, and I hear really good things about Lee Anthony Williams, and you get Simmons and Wallace and Smith and Muse and maybe one more signee back there. I think you'd be okay there. I think the defense would be a huge drop off offensively. If you get Hyatt back, Simpson will be one guard. Who knows what happens with Jackson Carman coming in, playing either inside and moving Pollard or Ankrum inside or moving Cervenka from center to guard. I think your offensive line's okay. You got to have better play at tight end. I talked to a friend last night about the Tigers, and he mentioned, and I kind of agree with him, of all the biggest drop-offs, at least, from Leggett to where you were with tight end this year. That was a huge drop off.
Gigantic.
But you know, at wide receiver, you should be really good. Running back, everybody comes back, you think. At quarterback, a great wide open quarterback race. I thought about that. I have a thought about the quarterback race I'll get to after a break, too. So, you know, a lot of things to think about. This could be a top five team no matter what, I think. But big decisions coming up in the next 12 days.
How much does the staff recruit guys to come back, and how much do they let them make the decision by themselves?
They don't recruit them to come back. They sit down with them, the staff, and because of their connections and ties, all those, if you've ever been over there, and I hadn't been in the new football building to see it, in the old days of the old football of the West End Zone, there's always pro scouts. They have pro scout rooms there. Mm-hmm. That the guys are always watching film. And there's relationships that's built with those guys. And so they will get on the phone with the scouts part of it and go, hey, man, really, let's sit down, tell us what you think about these guys. And it helped those guys make the best decisions for them and their family. And if it's a guy like, I mean, watching last year, if you remember where Dabo Swinney told him, I'm pushing you out the door. So you could easily come back and say, hey, we would love for you to come back. Yeah. My college roommate says it best, two-time letterman at Clemson, says, hey, man, I want my coach to try to talk him to coming back as a fan, yeah. But do what's best for them and their family, and if it's obvious, and if you've talked to enough scouts, they sit down and let them make an educated decision. Remember I had Chad Speck on the other day and talked about that. Get all the information because your uncle or your handlers or your friends are telling you, hey, money, you can go, you can do this, and this. Maybe so. But make educated decisions on where you are, where your family is, where you are in your education, where you are with, if you came back, could you help yourself or not? You know, most of them are getting taller, more are getting faster. Would your draft status increase? What are the scouts telling you? So they sit down. I don't think it's as simple as recruit them to come back. I think it's sit down and help them make the best life decision for them moving forward. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting stuff. I have a quarterback race thought coming up as well. Hate to use all my good stuff for the first hour, but our first hour listeners are pretty good too. Shane's in Greenville. Hang on, Shane. I'm coming back to you. I do want to tell you about our friends at Roosters before our break. RoostersMGC.com. Let them take care of your friends. Roosters is the old new barbershop. Makes sense? Old new barbershop. It's the new idea of getting back to how we used to have men's haircut. We're doing it with the classic shave, with the straight razor shave, with the hot towel treatment, with the neck massage and the head massage, and the just getting you looking better. And the ladies over there will make your hair look great. They can get you in and out with an express kind of deal, or they can just take their time over there and treat yourself. Men, don't go and have to smell the lady stuff and the salon stuff, whatever. Treat yourself like a man and let your ladies notice how good you look over at Roosters. It's RoostersMGC.com. That's Men's Grooming Center. I've had my hair cut there on several occasions and love it. I actually look pretty good when I come out of there. 884-8920. 884-8920. It's RoostersMGC.com. Take care of those good folks there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Phone calls, text, tweets, a Tony Morrell segment coming up at 8:05. A lot to talk about. The future of Clemson and South Carolina football. We'll do all that when you return for more after this.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
We are always faced with making decisions every day, but have you considered the importance of some of those decisions? Take Social Security, for example. Did you know that when you begin Social Security could have a tremendous impact upon your retirement income for the rest of your life? What about how much you should save for retirement? Making an informed decision is in your best interest. Hi, my name is Greg Wells, and I'm one of the advisors at KOE Financial Group. Call me today, and I can help you make the right financial decisions. 654-5043.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Welcome to Mario!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Love our friends at Harbin Lumber. I'm on their website right now. Reminds me to tell you about their is who they are and what they do and just how they're a lot different. And then Frank Harbin Sr. and John Harbin got out of the Army in 1917. Two brothers started this company. And they started the company, and it's still family-owned and family-operated to this day. And they just continue to do things just differently. I love this. Randy explained to me the STAR principles there. Never understood this or didn't hear about this until I sat down with him and talked about it. STAR meaning STAR, smile, enjoy your job every day, have a positive attitude. That shows. Teach and learn. They strive to be more knowledgeable about their business, and that means you upstate builders, remodelers, the handyman, whatever. That means them teaching you about some products, and then you teaching them about your business and what you do. All in means 100% or less, as you know. The A for all in and customer service from must be all in all the time. And finally, Royal Law, which is in the Book of James, talks about love your neighbor as you love yourself and treat people with respect and dignity and encouragement and love. It all happens at Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman that doesn't use Harbin Lumber, just give them one shot at your business. You'll enjoy it. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Again, 353-5053. Let's get back. Is that Shane holding there, Zach? I think he might have.
Yeah.
It reset on my computer over here. Our Northland Communication phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. And Shane checks in. Shane, I appreciate you hanging on through that break. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Man, we're fantastic.
Oh, that's good. And, you know, last time I called, y'all know I'm a Gamecock fan. So don't hold that against me.
Oh, no.
When I try to get your opinion on my statement here. But, you know, watching that Clemson-Alabama game, and this is a legitimate question. I'm not trying to say anything derogatory about Clemson whatsoever because y'all made it, and, of course, we didn't. But do you think that Alabama having all their players back and being a healthy defense, was it just Alabama's defense, or did they expose something in Clemson's offense that nobody else has been able to do yet?
I think both, Shane. First, if you look up, and we talked about this before going down there, that when you have that many five stars on your defense, that you're, and physically you can tell, and when on the field in the pregame warm-ups, you say, this is a big, strong, physical, fast group. You give Nick Saban that much time to prepare and give Jeremy Pruitt credit, too. I told you Tennessee fans ought to be excited about Pruitt and the defense and his defensive scheme, but you give him, you know, a month to prepare, and you give the Alabama a month to get more healthy, which they weren't coming down the stretch. I think you give Alabama almost – you get all the credit for Alabama and what they're able to do. The other part of it, though, is, yeah, they exposed Clemson, no doubt about it. That Clemson's wide receivers weren't great in the 50-50 balls. That they took away the run game and did a great job of the run game. And then they forced Kelly Bryant to throw it when he wanted to throw, or when they forced him to throw rather than when he wanted to. And Bryant's pocket presence wasn't great. His delivery wasn't great. Didn't have the great poise in the pocket. So all those things led up to it. So it's a little bit of both. Exposing Clemson a little bit for what they didn't do or couldn't do, and then Alabama just being that great in the scheme as well. And finally, too, the sense of urgency, because Alabama didn't like losing last year. Nick Saban talked about it, that it was personal to him, the chip on the shoulder to him, the motivation to him to come back and revenge the game. They did a great job of playing that card in Tuscaloosa.
Well, and that being said, and don't hold the fact that I'm a Gamecock fan against me as far as y'all being Clemson fans, because I'm just, as a sports fan, I'm just trying to find out, because, you know, they held Clemson to, what was it, 188 total yards on offense?
Right.
So, I mean, was it the competition that Clemson faced all year? Because, I mean, they're not used. I can't remember the last time anybody's held Clemson to under 200 yards. I mean, is it just, I mean, Kelly Bryant obviously struggled in that game. I mean, no, I'm just trying to.
It's not competition. In that case, it's Alabama's elite defense. There's about five elite defenses in the country, and Clemson didn't play. Auburn is one of them, and Auburn held Clemson to 14 points, you know, in a 14-6 win. Auburn is one of those. I thought Clemson had an elite defense. They held Alabama 260 yards, and really offensively didn't give up any you know, gave up the pick six offensively or defensively there. So, didn't see that. So Clemson's one of those. Alabama's one of those. I think Georgia is one of those. There's about four or five elite defenses that are out there. And the two that they faced, that's why they're elite. Auburn held them to 14 points, and Alabama held them to 6 points.
Well, I mean, and if you're thinking like I'm thinking, Alabama's defense is that good, I really don't see Georgia having a chance in this game. I look for Alabama. I don't see a high-scoring game. But I think Alabama wins that by 10 points or more, because Georgia just won't be able to score on those guys. And, you know, I appreciate y'all taking my call, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Shane. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot there. I don't know how I feel about the national championship game yet. I'm going to watch, hopefully today, watch the Rose Bowl. Georgia's defense didn't look elite out in Pasadena, but Georgia had a really good defense, and Alabama's offense is not a great offense. Does that have a gut feeling yet? I don't have one yet. I need to watch the Rose Bowl.
I mean, I have some feelings toward it. Nothing's solidified for me at the moment. It's just, you look at Georgia, and they let some points go up on them last week against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's offense is much more prolific than anything they're going to see on Monday against Alabama.
That said, Georgia's offense was better than Clemson's, and with Nick Chubb and Sony Michelle, and with Wimes and with Godwin and Noda or Nauta, and with Blazevich and some of those guys, there's some things that you could do offensively. You got the possession tight end receiver there that they have as well. It's a better offensive line at Georgia than Clemson had. Fromm is proven to be a very, very good quarterback so far. And so Georgia will present more of an offensive challenge. And the other thing is that Alabama has a less than a week really to prepare for Georgia. Whereas I thought that was a big key. You give Nick Saban and his staff a month to prepare, then scheme-wise, they're going to be very, very solid. So, but now, and that's what Saban talked about yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Saban was complaining about the schedule in the college football playoffs, that now, man, there's just no time to prepare. And as a result, I think he's right. In case you hadn't seen the comments, let me give you some of those comments coming up here in a second. But I think he's right. I think you, it's not fair. I told you yesterday why these games are played that close, and just because of TV and media. Here's what he said, first of all. Let me get your thoughts on it here, Zach. He said, someone has to think about the players and not what's convenient for the media or TV. And he talked about Alabama that, A, getting healthy again, but B, just not have neither team having a whole lot of time to prepare for it. You know, I get that a little bit, that why not have – the next year they go back to, you'll have about 10 days to prepare. So this is just one of those years to where the calendar works, because you had to do the Rose Bowl. You had to play January 1st. Next year you played December 28th, but you had to play the Rose Bowl. And that's what I'm really sick of, the Rose Bowl, having a time slot that you gotta curtail to those guys. You do. And so that you get games overlapping each other, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you only have 1 week to do it. So I don't know the answer there.
I mean, you only have 1 week to prepare for every game during the season.
Yeah, but this is for all the marbles, man.
I mean, I get it, but you had a month off to get healthy.
Yeah.
If you don't think they were doing scouting on other teams as well, I mean, I'm sure there's parts of that staff with all the coaches they have on staff at Alabama.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point.
They've got some scouting stuff on Georgia and Oklahoma stored away, and they're pulling up the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. I'll give you that for sure, no doubt about that. Let me mention my one thought about...
They played them during the season, didn't they?
No.
They didn't play them this year.
No. Auburn's won to beat both of them.
That's right, I'm sorry.
How about that? But... No, let me give you a thought on the Clemson quarterback stuff. And we're going to get this. We've already got it a bunch. We'll get it more in the next couple of months. No, next 9 months, actually. 8 months. The quarterback competition at Clemson. You are going to have, and you've already seen it, Zach. You know this. You're going to have the Cole Stout talk. You know, we ain't going to start it because of Cole Stout. All right. Again, that was Chad Morris, not Brandon Streeter. If you know Dabo Swinney, yeah, he's loyal. And there's nothing wrong being loyal. I like loyal people. Matter of fact, I have told you, I've got friends of mine that aren't the greatest guys in the world. They aren't the greatest ambassadors for life or anything like that. But they're very, very loyal. And to me, that goes a heck of a long way. And you know what? I think a little more loyalty in this world is kind of what we need a little bit, you know? I try to be loyal to my friends, loyal to me, and all that. So I get that kind of stuff. That being said, and if anything, Kelly Bryant has deserved the status that he will have going into spring practice. The respect is senior year, no doubt about that. However, with that said, the thing that sticks out to me more about Brandon Streeter and more about Dabo Swinney than anything else is their competitive nature. And I still think they are going to play the best player. And I think that if you remember, let me give you two statements. Number one is when Kelly Bryant got the job, that Dabo Swinney made the statement that this is not a lifetime contract.
Mm-hmm.
That you can play your way in or play your way out of all that. Now, at this past year, I think it's pretty clear that Zerick Cooper and Hunter Johnson at no point in time, you know, Johnson played great for a couple of the mop-up roles and said, yeah, put him in, and then South Carolina, Miami, he didn't look too good. And it was obvious that Kelly Bryant was the best player. So those guys never stepped up and was a huge threat there. But much like you saw with Fisher and Etienne eventually taking over for Choice and Fuller, much like you saw for, say, Amari Rodgers beating out Cornell Powell for the second wide receiver position at number two wide receiver position, much like you saw last year with when Frew Morgan wasn't playing well and they put in Pollard and Ankrum in there, that and it might take a game or two to give those guys a chance at it, whatever, but they're going to play the best player. So there is no lifetime contract from that standpoint. Two other quick points. One, they know what they have in Trevor Lawrence. You know, sometimes you get guys and they get there and they're so much better than you think. And you go, wow, we never really knew this guy was that good. He kind of surprised us. You know, ETN's probably a pretty good example of it.
Sure.
You didn't go through years of recruiting Travis Etienne.
You went through 3 months.
Right. And so you get in there and he wasn't there in the summer. I mean, he wasn't there in the spring. And you get in there and you go, you know, man, he's a little better player than we thought. And as the season went on, hey, we got a lot more than we thought we had here. That's not going to happen with Trevor Lawrence. They've known for 3 years what kind of guy he is. So it's not going to be shocked if he comes in, lights it up. Now, again, it's a long process of learning the terminology, all the checks, all the reads, all the slide protections, all the blitzes. Man, there's a heck of a lot to do there, no doubt about that. But this offense is better when it stretches the field vertically. And this running game is better when you can back the safeties out of there, when you can back the linebackers out of there, and you keep those defensive ends keep the defenses from loading the box.
How come no one wants to talk about that?
Well, because
they feel like it's an indictment on Kelly Bryant.
Well, it is, but that's the indictment that when they signed him in high school, in his true freshman season, in his true sophomore season, and his true junior season, we all knew it, and we talked about it. We didn't duck that here on the show. Mm-hmm. Kelly Bryant is not a natural down-the-field, vertical passing game guy that had great pocket presence, that looks safeties off, and that can vertically throw the ball down the field. That's not who he is. That's not his skill set. That said, this year you went with that because he gave you other things that made your offense better. But let me say that the reason why I think that the quarterback competition, if Jackson Carman comes in and is better than Mitch Hyatt, it might take a couple of games. If he's better than Pollard or Ankrum, it might take a couple of games. If Xavier Thomas is better than whoever stays at defensive end, it might take a couple of games. But Dexter Lawrence started game one at defensive tackle at Auburn when they opened the season down there. And the reason he started game one was because he came in the spring and they knew what they had going into it, and he beat out some really good defensive tackles in order to start. And quarterback's a little bit different because of leadership kind of deal in there. But that said, I really believe that the single biggest issue with this thing is Dabo Swinney didn't like what he saw Monday night. And Dabo Swinney is as competitive of a person as I've ever been around. And if you think that he wants to not play the best player, you're crazy. He's going to play the best player. That's it. I mean, Lawrence has to go in and take the job. Lawrence has to prove that he's that much better than Kelly Bryant.
I mean, he's here.
Right.
He starts school next week.
Right. But
it's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. And I think it would be fairly evident that he won't be as good as Kelly Bryant the day one. And I think that there will be a gap there. How big of a gap? We don't know.
What if he is?
If he's better? Then he'll start day one against Furman next year. Jeez. He'll start the very first snap of the season if he's that much better. Because that would make $5 or $6 million or whatever it is to do otherwise. Brandon Streeter is a guy that broke his hip and broke his collarbone or the collarbone? Broke his hip, I know. In college and played the next week or tried to play the next week because he's competitive and he wants to win. And with the reputation of the program, what they're trying to do and whether, you know. And the other thing is, where's your best players? And your best players are at wide receiver. And if you want to get Higgins the ball, and if you want to get Rodgers the ball, and if you want to get Kendrick the ball, and you want to get these guys the ball, maybe Justin Ross, who knows, then that will become evident too. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you that this idea of, well, Cole Stout, well, you guys saw what happened there. Don't waste your time calling me on that one, tweeting me on that one, or texting me on that one, because that's completely different. It's a different situation. And now Clemson is elite enough at enough positions. I'll tell you this, Nick Saban's a very loyal guy, right? Nick Saban comes from that tree, that NFL tree, and Nick Saban is a guy that Alabama fans talk about it all the time. Right now, Alabama fans are saying he's too loyal to Jalen Hurts. Have you heard that? Tua's the guy. You got to play Tua. He's too loyal to Jalen Hurts. I was shocked to see it. An AL.com article said before the Clemson game that Tua was going to play in the Sugar Bowl.
That was ridiculous.
But the reason he didn't is because Tua's not as good as Jalen Hurts right now. But remember this. Jalen Hurts was the starter in game two of his college career as a true freshman. Because Nick Saban's going to play the best player. Dabo Swinney's going to play the best player. And we've got to see, where's the gap at from day one, and how soon does that gap close? Because Lawrence has a higher ceiling than Bryant. When does that ceiling start to climb, and what does it look like? We'll see. That's going to be a lot of fun keeping up with. All right, we got to take a break. I want to tell you about Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I love getting their newsletter and what they did and their projects coming up. And seemingly, when you talk about the list of current clients they have, and I'm not at liberty to say all these guys because I don't know legally what I can say and what I can't say, but their list is growing and growing and growing and growing. And you see a lot of the restaurants you eat in, a lot of the schools that you go to, a lot of the banks that you go to, a lot of churches that you go to, a lot of the major apartment buildings or condominiums or townhomes that you're seeing out there. Trail built them. I've lived in two Trail places when we were remodeling our home, my bank at a Trail building, and I know the people that made those decisions. I've been to churches that Trail built. I know the decisions. I know what it's like. It's about the people. It's about Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Get in touch with our great friends. Learn about the better building process. Introduce yourself. Let them consult with you, talk to you about your decisions you're making, about your building that you're thinking about, and then watch them work. And enjoy the relationship. T-R-E-H-E-L.com, Trail 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. Open up phone lines after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink.
It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family, kids 12 and under, get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Meet Chris, a real person who took the Health Dare 90-Day Program.
Hi, my name's Chris. I'm 39, husband, father, talk radio listener. I heard about it on the radio, listening in to some of the morning shows. It sounded like a plan that was doable. Incredibly skeptical. Tried countless weight loss programs before, and I decided, you know, after a while of going back and forth, to finally come in and have the consultation. It all came down to seeing a picture of me and my family. You know, I'd gotten to a very unhealthy weight. I was pretty much desperate at that point. Figured I'd give it a shot. It really wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. The 90 days, I had lost 64 pounds and 54 inches. Well, the Health Dare, it's given me the opportunity to be a better dad. After taking the Health Dare, it's given me the energy to play around with my son and be the dad that I've wanted to be.
Don't wait. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare today by going to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same eight homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
William Nichols here from Scores, Jewelers, and Anderson. If you know us here at Scores, you know that we don't have store-wide sales very often. Actually, only once in the last 3 years. But I have decided to close our current showroom and liquidate our entire inventory in order to build a brand new store that we will move into early this spring. So now, save up to 70% off during our huge store closing and moving sale here at Scores. Save 20 to 70% off engagement rings, colored stone jewelry, watches, and even Pandora. Every item must be sold to make room for new designers and new lines that we will have in our new location. But for now, come get to know us and take advantage of what we believe may be the lowest prices offered in the upstate. Save up to 70% off during our huge store closing and moving sale here at Scores Jewelers in Anderson. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Scores Jewelers, between Old Navy and Pier 1 Imports, Anderson.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it.
I did one good thing over Christmas. I gave my wife an Urban Nirvana gift certificate. You know how I like when you do these fundraisers, you say, I challenge you guys to match what I did, you know, or I'll match what you guys, you know, put up with that kind of stuff. You know, some companies match like a charity. I gave my wife a pretty big Urban Nirvana gift card. I'm not going to say it on the air. Here goes that.
Not a big deal.
No, I'm kind of a big deal when it comes to being a great husband. I'm gonna tell you what I gave her.
Goodness gracious.
We're pretty good, right?
Are you going to use that all at the same time?
No. She can't. You can't spend that much at Urban Nirvana. I mean, you could probably.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm kind of a great husband, you know.
She'd be in a state of euphoria.
Yeah. I'm kind of a big deal in my house right now. I'm kind of a really good husband.
Old money bags over there, not a big deal.
The point is that, man, they made it easy as can be. And men, you probably went to Sugar Bowl by yourselves with some buddies, and you're probably going to get on the hot seat. You're going to screw up at some point in time. There's a get out of jail free card.
You took your wife to the Sugar Bowl.
I did.
So not only did you took her there, but you got her the gift card as well.
I'm kind of a good husband. I must admit, I'm really a great guy.
Goodness gracious.
I did drive all the way home, too. Remember I told you she drove all the way down?
Yeah.
I drove all the way home, so. Wow. Kind of felt bad about that. Urban Nirvana, the great hair salon stuff, the great spa, getting all the makeovers and all the beta makeovers and facials and all the hey, I told you, man, the greatest thing is this prenatal massages that you do for if you're a pregnant wife. So take care of it, guys. It's easy. It's a great, it couldn't be any easier. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com.
Speaking of not a big deal, I didn't tell you this story. I was in Newark Airport the other day flying back.
How's the airport there?
It is, I was in the new terminal, so it was nice.
Okay.
It was great. It's cold, but it's great.
Any rude people there?
Yes.
Holiday flights plus Newark equals
people
rude
are
people.
Are really upset about being delayed in Newark. But it's fine. I'm on the Greenville flight, obviously, talking to the person in front of me, and someone recognizes my voice. This is the third time this has happened in Newark. Recognizes my voice, and it's a guy and his daughter and his wife, and I believe his son was with him, actually, and all of them listen to the show every day.
Oh, I love that.
Like, oh, you and Megan do a great job. It was really funny.
He didn't say, I recognize your voice. You suck.
Yeah, man, you are terrible.
You and your buddies, y'all are amazingly bad. Y'all are terrible.
No, they're really nice. Really nice people.
That's nice of them. I have a similar story. I'm pumping gas yesterday in the freezing cold in this side of Atmore, Alabama.
Ooh.
And the guy's got his car door open, and he's listening to Kwok and Kelly. I'm like, hey, I know that voice. I didn't say anything to him. But I know that voice. I was mad because it was so cold outside, and the pump was really, really, really slow. And I ticked some people off because I went inside and went, hey, Mayor, education's not the only thing slow in Alabama. This pump's really slow.
Hey, now.
There was an Alabama fan that was screaming at Clemson fan after the game. And there's a guy that looked at him and went, run, Forrest. The Clemson fan did. And then the guy yelled an F-bomb to him. And the Clemson guy got up in his window and says, you need to go back to Greenbow, Alabama. I shouldn't make fun of people.
No.
Man, that's a rough looking crowd there from about Mobile to Montgomery.
I've never had the pleasure to go down to the great state of Alabama.
Well, you missed a whole lot of
never had
geniuses and a whole lot of beautiful country. Oh, man. Anyway, Northern Alabama's got to be better than South Alabama.
Great football team, though. Great football team.
Great football team. Paul from Townville, on our text message, tell me where you're texting, your name, where you're texting from. We'll get to you on our Helter text line, 986-1566. Paul in Townville, passed by beautiful Townville, South Carolina last night. Townville strong. Still can't believe it, what happened over there a couple, you know, last year, whenever. Anyway, Paul says, you're 100% right about Lawrence. He will end up being the best, but not initially. But what about Hunter Johnson? I think it's more probable Hunter with another year in his belt is the best option in August. That might last a month, or it might last the whole year before Lawrence takes over. Bottom line is Kelly's ceiling is almost maxed out. Entering his senior year, Lawrence might not be ready quite yet, but Hunter Johnson should be right there. This is the beauty, Paul, in town. I appreciate the great text and telling me who you're, you know, you are and who you're texting from. And you got to do that every time because I kill these texts out. This is the beauty of that, that Hunter Johnson gives you a five-star high school quarterback that's coming in and developing. I felt like Hunter Johnson, as the season went on, I don't want to say beginner's luck. Maybe it's because they gave him more things in there. But in the last two games that he played, Hunter Johnson didn't look as good as the mop-up duty in the first four or five games that he played. Let's look at the statistics and tell me, Zach, if you agree. Kent State, first game of the season, 5 for 6 for 39 yards.
Ooh, elite start.
Louisville, 1 for 1 for no yards.
Yeah. The completion percentage, though.
Yeah. Wake Forest, 5 for 5 for 42 yards and a touchdown.
Say something about that completion percentage.
Georgia Tech didn't throw it, but ran it once for 4 yards. Citadel, 7 for 8, 144 yards and a touchdown. South Carolina, 2 for 4, 13 yards and threw the pick. And in Miami, 1 for 3 for -4 yards and also got an 8-yard sack. So statistically speaking, it kind of, you know, agrees with it. I thought, man, this guy's an unbelievable hot shot kind of deal there. You know, in the first 1, 2, 3, 4 games that he played, he was 18 of 20. And I won't add up the yards here. In the last two games he played, he was 3 of 7 for 9 yards passing. And no touchdowns and an interception. Which goes back to, you know what? Hunter Johnson just was not as good as Kelly Bryant. But as we have told you many times, that and what Paul alluded to from Townville, and I think makes a great point, is that because he was not the best at any point in time this year does not mean that in March he won't be better, in April he won't be better, and in next September, October, November, December, whatever, he won't be better. So
is there a
that
world
gap
where,
continues to close.
Where Trevor Lawrence gets redshirted next year?
I don't see how, because if he is as good as we're being told and what it looks like, then if you redshirt him, then you're going to do like a Jameis Winston deal where he then plays 2 years rather than 3 years. That's why you're not going to redshirt a lot of guys now that have that kind of capability. I think the days of, I will tell you, it was one of these coaches, who was it that I heard him talking during the, it might have been Saban, during one of his press conferences. The idea of holding guys back, no. If you're good enough to play, you're going to play. And I think Trevor Lawrence is good enough to play. They didn't redshirt Hunter Johnson. And if you think about it, I mean, for a guy that threw the ball, you could make a choice. You could make a thing saying, look, Hunter Johnson played 20 or threw the ball 27 times this year. Would it have been better to redshirt him and save him? Maybe. But with Lawrence coming, and then B, with the idea that maybe he turned pro in 3 years, why would you do that? You know, now later on, you know, you see if he might, you know, and you wouldn't want to register him too because he does want to get out of here at some point in time too. Anyway, it's a fascinating conversation to have. Let me tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com before the top of the hour break. In 2018, think about refinancing. My dad asked me not too long ago, hey, what's your rate? I don't know. It's the best. Everybody, people just don't know your rates off the top of your head, like what your exact interest rates. And those things change. And another thing, too, is not just a matter of, hey, I can get a lower rate, so I'll need to refinance. Because there's things, other decisions to be involved in that. It's not just as simple as lower, so go lower. Refinancing and all the things that go along with it. So let Prime Lending take care of that for you. if you're buying a home, put that on your favorites list. And obviously, you're talking about remodeling a home. Let them do it. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Love to hear from you. Hour number two right after this.